There are fake limbs and rolls of gauze and bandages all over tables. I'm in the community room at the Orleans Police Department. Orleans Fire Chief Anthony Pike says these trainings, called Stop the Bleed, are kind of like a modern-day CPR class. They teach response to major wounds, like shark bites. And they've been popular.
I think a lot of our residents are realizing that we're going to have to coexist with great white sharks, which make our beach potentially very dangerous.
Pike says 62-year-old William Litton survived a shark attack in Truro last summer, in large part because people on the beach knew how to treat his wounds.
Beachgoers got involved in the care of that individual, and it illustrated that the public can make a difference with severe bleeding injuries.
There are about 24 people here today. We're gathered around a table, watching EMT Melissa Clayton pack gauze into a gash on a fake leg.
And one of the sayings is, every blood cell counts.
It only takes 3 minutes for someone to bleed out from a major injury.
You use 2 fingers and then 2 to feed it. Never take the pressure off. Just keep feeding into the wound.
After she fills the hole, Clayton puts gauze and other absorbent materials over the wound. If you're on a beach, she says you can use cotton towels. Clayton also teaches people how to use a tourniquet to stop bleeding if the wound is too deep to pack. She passes them around for everyone to try. Rob Moody of Orleans says he's here because he wants to be prepared.
I mean, I'm one of those that's kind of notorious for not being real fond of blood. So this is good. It's good to practice and, hopefully I never have to use it, but feel more comfortable if I ever did.
Moody says that he's changed how he uses Outer Cape beaches.
I used to paddleboard out on Nauset Beach, and I'm not sure I would do that today.
Other people here at the training say they've also become more cautious in recent years. Fire Chief Anthony Pike surveys the room.
Quick show of hands real quickly. How many people use the Outer Beach? That is amazing. Almost everybody.
It's hard for emergency responders to get to those remote beaches in the few minutes it takes for someone to bleed out. And that's why most people are in this room today. Mackenzie Sisson grew up here, and she teaches surfing in Wellfleet.
I feel like it's our responsibility to be educated in this, first aid, CPR, and have some background for God forbid. I don't think we're scared, just it's a change. So we just have to be a little more aware.
At the front of the room, there's a bright orange first aid kit on a wooden platform. There will be 6 of these major bleeding boxes along Nauset Beach in Orleans this summer, filled with materials like gauze and tourniquets. Chief Pike says the boxes are part of a shift on Cape Cod.
We have to change our culture and how we protect ourselves on our beaches, and this is just starting.
The severe bleeding first aid kits will be on Nauset Beach by this Memorial Day weekend. Even if people haven't learned how to use a tourniquet or pack a wound, Chief Pike says that just having those kits there will remind people to be more aware of their surroundings. For WCAI, I'm Haley Fager.